Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. I just recorded like a lot and then I accidentally pressed a button and it erased it all. Not happy Jan. But that's all right, because I was rambling in my first one, as you probably tell from something like I'm doing right now. So maybe this time I'll ramble less. So I pretty much completed the timetable. In fact, yesterday I thought it was 100% completed, but then this morning as I was training, I was like, I should probably work in interval training into there, just because I think it's better interval training. I'm going to research it a bit more today and see how I can go about working it into there, if it's even needed. Maybe it won't be. Maybe I won't work it into there. But I do feel like that a lot of people, a lot of the experts are like, interval training is actually better for improvement. Because in the Survival Fitness Plan, every day you're like doing a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. Not every single day, but like every week to week, you increase your workload. So you get better and better and better. And by the end of it, you should be able to do like 100 push-ups or maybe even 150 push-ups of interval training and stuff like that. So anyway, we'll have a look at that today, and then hopefully by the end of today, the version one of the Survival Fitness Plan will be completely ready. I've already started training it, but I'll start from the start again once it's finished. And then in the following day, or maybe even today, if depending on how long it takes me to fix it up, I can start putting it into an app and then push the app out, and you can just like turn on the app and then it'll say, take this test. And you'll take the test and it'll be like, all right, start from this level. You are Survival Plan level 3 or whatever, and then you'll start, and then every day it'll just tell you what to do and you'll do it, and then after you just keep doing it, and then after a while you'll be super awesome. You'll know all the Survival Fitness Plan skills, because that'll you get taught it automatically, like throughout the timetable. So it's not, and you increase your fitness at the same time. It's like it's a training program like no other. Like, you can go do parkour, but it's not like, you know what I mean? It's good. I'm happy with it. All right, anyway, today's topic, how to land safely. I guess primarily how to land safely in parkour. Hope that sun's not bothering you too much. I'm walking in a certain direction and the sun's right behind me. I guess let me turn around and see what happens. Right, there you go. So how to land safely in parkour, I guess. But it's not just for parkour, is it? It's just for whenever you fall over or you want to land or whatever. So the first reason, obviously, is for injury prevention. If you land poorly, you're going to injure yourself. So that's from a general exercise point of view or a general life point of view. But the Survival Fitness Plan reason, and which is more important, is so you can recover faster. So you land safely and then you recover faster. And if you don't. Because, all right, let's say you're in a fight and you get to the ground. You don't want to stay on the ground. In a street fight, everyone, well, not everyone knows that, but I'm telling you now, in a street fight, you want to stay off the ground as much as possible. So you want to be able to get up faster. And if you land properly, you'll be able to do that. If you're running away from someone and you trip over, if you don't know how to get up fast, you can't continue to run anymore. So not being able to land, not necessarily safely, it is safely as well, just because it is. But it's properly. So if you land properly to be able to recover faster, and of course to be able to do that, it has to be safe anyway. All right. So the first way is by using what we call a safety tap. So a safety tap is one where you, like, let's pretend you're hanging from a wall or something, or you're just jumping off something small, like that you don't. Every time you land, your body has to absorb some shock, right? And the safety tap is like the way that your body absorbs the shock. So from a full, if it's like quite high, and but it's not high enough to roll. We'll talk about rolls in a minute. So let's say it's high that you can't just land. Well, usually in no circumstance should you just land with your straight legs for starters, because that it's too much shock and pressure on your system, right? But you can land, and then like you land on your balls of your feet, and then you allow the momentum to go through your body as you squat down, right? So if it's like from something very high, you might even go down and go all the way until you crouch down and touch the ground and tap it, right? And that's why it's called the safety tuck. But even from a small thing, even like if you just jump in the air and then land, you need your body to, like, you can't land with just like straight knees, right? Because you'll buckle and you'll get hurt. So just think of like when you jump naturally and you land and you absorb some shock by bending your knees a little bit, just think of the safety tap as that, but multiplied. So like at the higher you go, the more shock you have to absorb, so the more you can go down, right? And of course, if you want to see a demonstration, just go on YouTube and type in park or safety tap, and there'll be demonstrations on there. All right. The second way is, geez, there's a lot of flies. The second way is break falls. So a break fall is primarily, usually, most people teaching parkour won't teach break falls, but I do because it's the survival fitness plan, right? And it's also good for not just parkour, but like in self-defense, if you're just going to fall over backwards or whatever, or fall over forwards, you can do a break fall forwards, sidewards, and backwards. And the idea of the break fall is when you're falling over by surprise, it's just how to protect yourself from getting hurt because it spreads the impact across your whole bodies. So basically, you fall and then let's say it's on your side, you land in a way that instead of like just landing on your hand, which a lot of people do, like if by instinct that you just put your hand out, but that's focusing all the energy into that one spot and you're very, very likely to get injured, even if it's just a small thing. So it's much, much better to spread out that force out over a larger area of your body, and that's what a break fall is. Once again, just look up break falling, but you can look up judo break falling and it'll teach you how to break fall. All right, and the last thing, the last way that we're going to discuss is rolling, right? So rolling is in both parkour and martial arts, and basically, so but you don't just roll, right? There's a dive roll, but you don't want to do that because then you're like just diving straight into your head. There is a we do you do learn the dive roll in the survival fitness plan as an advanced technique, but that's more for like if you've got no other option, like it's like you fall off head first and there's not enough time to land on your feet or whatever. All right, but the but usually the roll, let's say you're jumping off a wall, you land, and because it's too high for the safety tap, you gotta the roll is like more momentum for you to absorb more, right? So you can jump from a higher thing as long as you know how to roll properly, and you land, and you do a little bit of a safety tap first, but then you kind of like roll as well. Right, and of course, in martial arts, if someone throws you to the ground or whatever, you could break fall, but if you can roll, right, because the break fall will just stop you sudden, and then like you'll get up. Like there's a way in the survival fitness plan we teach you how to like fall, kick and pivot, and then get up, and that's like in a self-defense kind of scenario. But if you can roll, it's even better because you fall and you just get up like pretty much instantly. It's faster. Of course, you need the room to do it, but it's yeah, it's really it's better. It's faster, and it protects you. So there you go. There's the three types. One thing I will say about the roll: look up jiu-jitsu roll, parkour roll. Some people teach parkour rolls, and it's like it's just it's more symmetrical. Jiu-jitsu roll, you go over your shoulder. It's safer. And it's more practical for more things. Like for parkour roll, if you like jump, you have to be like very straight on to be able to do it good. Otherwise, you're going to smash your head on the ground. Anyway, that's it, I think. So as we mentioned, rolling is not just for parkour, so self-defense. Even like mountain biking, if you fall off your bike, you got to know how to land properly. For that, just by the way, just hold on to your bike. Like, don't put your hand out. Just don't put your hand out, right? Try not to land on your head. And for like everyday life as well is like you're just walking around and you trip. That's happened to me lots of times. I just walk around and I trip and then I just do a little roll and get back up and keep walking like nothing happened. All right, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll see you again next time. Bye.